the only thing we'll be claiming, and we encourage people to partake in any grant situation that's finally agreed, the only thing we'll be looking for on their behalf is their difference between the shoes they stood in before a deleterious block was laid on their house, that they bought one with one, and what grant is available. And I think that it's common knowledge that whatever the grant situation is, it's not going to fully compensate people for what they've lost as a result of this.
This is an incredibly expensive process. Who picks up the bill in the event of a lead case failing, for example, and, you know, obviously, presumably having to pick up costs for both themselves and whomever they're taking the case against? I mean, I presume that could be a real you know, could be a sizable amount of money we're talking about here. Who would pick up those
absolutely.
Costs?
The lead plaintiffs, whom have been brave enough and good enough to stand up on behalf of their community, should there be a downside? This case has been funded on a not-for-profit basis, and their downside costs, should they arise, which of course we'll be fighting, but should they arise, and it's, you know, people have to understand that they may arise, that they will be met by the not-for-profit group.
Why not wait to see the outcome of a lead case and then say, right, this is what we've achieved, we can do the same for you. Come to the Inishowen Gateway Hotel and sign up. But why are you continuing to sign people up now?
Because of time. We're afraid that a defendant may raise the issue of time and try and bar people from proceeding with their cases. And the only way to avoid that fight, and it's a fight that we can't guarantee we win, or lose, is to issue writs now on behalf of each individual. Mm-hmm. There's no cost to entry for this. It protects people and allows them the security of being able to rely on a result should it be successful, rather than wondering, can we get in even though we did nothing for all those years? It's actually a de-stressor to join.
Okay.
Because as time goes on, Greg, that window will close. And although people may not have their homes tested, the absence of a test may not protect them from a claim that they delayed too long in bringing their case. Now, of course, such a claim would be fought, but surely a battle is best avoided than fought, and it can be done so at this point now while there is time.